Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date is the 27th day of July, 2009. Of course, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I'm very happy and proud to be able to do these broadcasts with you. We have my returning guest coming on in just a second, but before we go to my guest, his name is Ogner, of course, Noel from my neighboring country over here in Europe. A couple of things I wanted to mention. I've been cutting back a little bit on some of my work for a couple of reasons. One of them is for about 4 days here in France, we had 34 degree Celsius temperatures plus, and my computers and routers didn't work in the heat. And I put fans on them, and it didn't seem to do anything. It kept cutting out on me. And then the second thing has been that I've been working in my garden, trying to harvest the food we grew, and so that we have it for the winter. You know, the things that I recommend on the French Connection, like taking vitamin D and saving your food in a garden and all that, I actually do those things. It's not just some guy saying this is a good idea and then doesn't do them. I try to do the recommendations I make to the public because, they save me a lot of money, the stuff that I get out of my garden, and it's healthier. No pesticides on my food. But it also makes me feel that I have... I'm participating in my own survival here. You know, I don't have a job, frankly. My job has been over the last months and years to try to inform you all about what's happening. And so my wife and I have talked about what I can do to save the family money. And a lot of that is gardening and reducing our bills and heating our home with wood and all these kinds of things. And you know what? While it is a little more work, I think it's more rewarding as well because it gives back to me. And I happen to really think that's the way to go forward in this life. But that being said, we are very pleased to have again with me as a guest today is Ogner. Noel, are you with me?
Hi, Daryl. Yeah, good to be with you.
Well, you know, busy time, actually, this last few weeks of July. Looks like a lot of things are being set up. I don't see a lot happening in the news cycle, although I want to go right to this first story that I actually had breaking because you sent me a heads up on it, which was the rabbis of Jersey being caught in the organ transplant scandal and corruption scandal. And one of the things that I found out was that these were Sephardic rabbis, which certainly are not in favor with the Lubavitch. Now, it seems like the Lubavitch is setting themselves up to be the last representative of the Jews left in the world with any credibility. Because these Sephardi rabbis are toast. I mean, their credibility is down to zero. So, but you see the Lubavitch growing everywhere. They're building new places in Shanghai, China. They're building them across Russia. They've got them in every new major city in America. They probably have them in Ireland, where, you know, there's only a few Jews in Ireland, but the Lubavitch is over there. What do you make of that whole scandal and its relationship to the growth of the Lubavitch?
Well, you know, if take that particular story, which is an ongoing story, I mean, there's money laundering, and the amount of money you talked about is, you know, $3 million.
Nothing, yeah.
You know, something's off with it. I kind of buy into it that this is payback from some other Jews.
Yep.
I mean, apparently the guy that helped him out was another Jew that got caught in some real estate shenanigans, and he decided to go work for the feds, and he helped him with this sting. But the amount of money, I mean, the kidney donors, and you know, I know where I'd buy into Rivero's take on it, that you know, where all the homeless gone, but it's peanuts for the size of the raid, and I think it is probably payback from the Lubavitchers and other. Others, you know, there's no love lost between the Sephardi and the Ashkenazi Jews. So it'd be interesting to see how. For me, it hasn't the story hasn't gone viral. Interesting is there's five rabbis. I mean, an 89-year-old rabbi, and you know, it makes for interesting reading. And one has to wonder: will one of these days, one of these Jewish ploys actually backfire on the Jews and Israel? That you know, they'll push one time too far, and it'll be the end. And you know, and they'll end up being kicked out of, you know, wherever they're being kicked out of, and over the hundreds and hundreds a year. So, you know, they're trying to control everything at the moment, Darrell, trying to keep the financial bubble, trying to keep it all going and making promises, making deals with the Chinese, with the Americans over the settlements. What I'm reading is they're kicking out the one that the Arabs built in East Jerusalem, and they're pushing more and more Jews in. They have, 304,000 settlers in now, official June figures have come in. So people need to wake up that this, any group that goes on about we need a two-state solution, one is either they're, useful idiots, two, they just haven't got a clue what's going on, and three is never going to happen. There's never going to happen.
That's right.
So you have Israel, Darrell, on all the fronts. I mean, I was thinking about this kosher criminal crime year that we've had. I mean, I was talking about it with a buddy, and I just had mentioned something. He said the Georgia war. I said Jews all over it. He said Mumbai. I said, yeah, you want to talk about the Lubavitch Center in Mumbai, Bernie Madoff, the ADL guys getting caught with child porn, and it goes on and on and on and on. And yep. People aren't revolting. It's quite strange. I mean, if these are all Vatican Jesuits and Black Popers and whoever it was, to be already calling on it to have the Catholic Church shut down.
Well, they would. And interesting, when you mentioned that, Noel, that these guys are willing to sacrifice a certain sect within Judaism. Now, it's interesting that in World War II, the people willing to go and relocate to Palestine, and it's, don't call it Israel, it wasn't Israel, it was a stolen country, so they were willing to go. The ones that were not willing to go, the ones that balked, the ones that said, I don't want to go to some strip in the desert and give up my lifestyle and my profession for some place, well, they were shipped over to these work camps. We know that. And you know what happened was these Zionists were able to do two things at once. They were able to get the Christian Germanic peoples to eliminate their enemies for them and get them to ship their supporters to the country that they had designated as their location for their new hole-in-the-wall crime country. And so, they're very bright people. They use us against each other, and they actually use the infrastructure of the non-Jews in order to get the things that they want done. And this is what Zionism has always been about. And that's why, when we make the distinctions, Noel, I think it's important to note that Zionist ideology is not a religion. It is a political movement that has spanned now over 100 years. It was set up from previous thought processes within the Judaism, but it has morphed into this Zionist bent. And I got to say, they've got their own people in this common purpose being promoted through this Julian Middleton. And you noted the other day in a private call to me that Ireland has as many as 10,000. Now, this is for a country of only four and a half million population, upwards of 10,000 representatives running around the countryside from a common purpose. And again, Julia Middleton got some secret money through Tavistock, if you want to know the truth, and built this organization called Common Purpose. Again, another Zionist front to control government. Amazing stuff, isn't it, Noel?
Well, the common purpose crowd are I call them the New Age Masons, and these people, I mean, they're not, once you're aware of them, I mean, we know people, not mentioning any names, that actually work with some of these common purpose people, and they're waiting, for Ireland finally to give in to Lisbon too, and then these people will be in the wings when the government, they'll bring on more financial problems for Ireland, the government will just collapse, and then we'll have this new kind of a body that has been trained, has been in the wings, and these guys are in the wings waiting to take over.
Yep.
And run it. Remember, I think it's very important, one of the reasons why we'll need a common purpose now. I'm very hopeful that Ireland will say no to Lisbon on the 2nd of October. But it's possible they'll cheat and steal and lie and spend a lot of money and a lot of TV time telling us to vote yes. But after, if Ireland does vote yes, there'd be no point, we might as well have these people, because Ireland will have zero vote, and we can't change anything. Anybody that's Irish will never be able to vote. It'd be pointless actually voting again, Darrell. And this becomes more and more clear to me as I look at this, you know, after doing five or six shows on Lisbon with different, all no votes for the moment. I do plan on getting the yes votes on, but, you know, from different reasons, you know, military reasons, company reasons, abortion was mentioned. One very strong is the military. But when, if this is signed and goes into law for the 500 million people in Europe, we're toast. We don't need these local politicians. These guys are finished.
That's right. And the super state, most people that are participating in the European super state don't even know who their Brussels representative is, their EU representative. If you ask anybody on the street of any country in the European Union who represents them in Brussels, I can tell you hands down that 99% of the people will tell you, I don't know. Now, can you imagine nobody knowing who's representing them? But you said something very important that I wanted to comment on. Somebody sent to me a very important bit of advice, that if we're going to hope to stop this this Lisbon yes vote, that we're going to have people at polling stations doing exit polls to make sure that when they come out of the place, if you ask them how they voted on Lisbon, and if they come out with different numbers later, there's got to be people checking on them, saying, wait a minute here, my exit poll had it, you know, 8-1 against Lisbon, and all of a sudden your numbers are showing it's positive. Because we know these people will cheat, lie, and steal. And I think they did it in France recently when Sarkozy's group won in a landslide by-election, when the man is despised by the public. I mean, he's absolutely loathed here. This guy has poll numbers that would scare you. They're so low. And yet his whole entire group took a bunch of extra seats in the by-election. Come on, that's something rotten in Denmark. And how the heck did this pedophile Cohen Bennett get elected when he says that he allowed children to unzip his fly and look at his private parts, and this guy becomes a representative for Europe when he admits it on television? Shocking stuff. You can't believe this stuff.
Yeah, but we know who runs the television, and this, you know, pedophilic homosexualization of television has been accepted for the last 40 years. But we know who runs it. Cohen is very well. He's always on television. Sigurd, he's a pedophile. We have him on video as both of us speak French there. But I have an interesting video. I downloaded it. You know, when you watch a YouTube, get some software that downloads the video before YouTube actually pulls the video and it's lost forever. I use the one I mentioned before, Orbit Downloader, works pretty well with YouTube videos. But there's a certain, well, Sarkozy, you know, maybe he went up a couple of points in the ratings today, Darrell. You know, he was he fell over his lace last night when he was out jogging, apparently, and he was in the hospital overnight, and he's all fine. And they said he was too stressed from overwork, so, you know, maybe we nearly got rid of him last night.
Well,
Al-Qaeda nearly bump off French president.
Well, that would be the headline if the guy had keeled over. They'd have said Al-Qaeda did it, you know. Interesting, though, how they're trying to set up the false Obama hates Israel stuff going on, when we know for certain that his entire administration is doing everything in the background to aid Israel in its next conquest and war over in the Middle East. And we know they've already been given guarantees against attacking Iran and all this other stuff. What I'm thinking right now, Noel, is that they're going to use the month of August to set us up. They've already started laying the groundwork here with this bird flu / swine flu, what I call Zio swine lab flu. But it's being set up to use as a martial law tool in the United States, and goodness knows how they'll use it here in Europe. What's your take on that?
All I know is I won't be queuing up for any shot or any jab that'll say, I've never taken the flu vaccine, I don't believe in taking vaccines, although my partner would strongly disagree with me, but she's entitled to her opinion. Listen, it's kind of filling up the news. You see it here in Switzerland, or, you know, the countries that I monitor on the web, Darrell, UK, Ireland, US, Australia, you know, Asia, different parts, depending on what the news is of the day. And on every front page across the world, including the Chinese, Israel had their first bird flu death today. It's in the Jewish media. It's in all the medias, in the Latino medias up there. There's a story about it. So you know, it's one of these that they can pull out of the bag anytime. I'm not so sure that it's going to be September. It could be, Daryl. I know Jenny's done some good work on it. I just haven't followed her work close enough to you know, do an actual show on it. I know you're a lot more, you know a lot more about this. You know, anything is possible. You know, these green shoots now are big trees, and the trees are huge. The bankers are, you know, fat and merry and happy. You know, everything is going well, and new house sales are up 11% in Europe. But you know, Darryl, I'm just reading. Let go, pink slips, pink slips, pink slips,
yep.
Pink slips. No employment recovery. So why are we recovering? Because you know, I remember 20% unemployment. I remember that. It's when I was leaving Ireland,
yep.
in 1984-85. I wish someone had checked the actual percentage. I think it was about 21 or 22% unemployment. And you know, society is completely changed. 20% unemployment. Which is what the States probably has, 16-17%, if not more.
It's very bleak, isn't it?
It's very bleak. You know, maybe they want to go over and get free homes and air conditioning and free roads and cars and go, you know, live in the Middle East, and you know, certain people should go, want to go over there. But I wouldn't wish that on these poor Palestinians. That are, you know, I'm reading today, they're still cutting the bloody olive trees. I mean, what is it with the Jews and the olive trees? I mean, do they have to, you know, some of these trees can be, you know, can grow up. It can be thousands of years old,
yep.
And they come in and just to piss off the Palestinians, they're still chopping down trees because they have 304,767 settlers, and you know that number will be a lot bigger. I was looking at a documentary on one of these Hasid communities, where you know they have an average of between 6 and 10 kids. Don't believe in birth control, and all these people. Well, you know, we are out here. We want to be in Jerusalem, but we can't afford it. So, you know, they're trying to turn the tables on us, saying, you know, well, we're only out here in the West Bank or in Gaza. It's not because we want to. I know we're only six kilometers from Jerusalem, but we want to live in Jerusalem, but there's no room, or we can't afford it. Which is turning the tables on us. You know, they've probably kicked some and killed some Palestinians to get that land. You know, this Sederet, this place that, you know, I got the 8,000 missiles. Oh my God! Well, you know, it was a Palestinian village in 1948. And why did we want to stick a Jewish settlement so far right on, right very close to the Arabs? I mean, it makes no sense. It's in your face. It's always about Israel, all day, every day, Daryl. It's always about them. But they're going to make a mistake, and I think they'll make it soon.
Well, you know, your little reference to Jennifer Lake's work, I want to go back to that for one second and then on to the other things you just mentioned, but she's come up with the idea that there is a group working together, including this guy, Dr. Deagle, who has his fingerprints all over the Columbine massacre. And he was working for the U.S. government at the Air Force Center up there before the Columbine, and then he popped up giving out powerful psychotropic medications to the people that were involved as victims in that thing. But and now he's pushing with this Dr. Ott and Burmeister over here in to push the ideas out into the mainstream. But from what Jennifer has looked into, a lot of the things that they're saying are contradictory and also don't match medical science. She's said that this guy, Dr. Ott, doesn't know the difference between typhoid fever and typhus, which is a completely different type of illness. And she said, you know, when I was looking through their research and the claims they're making, she said these guys seem like a gang of clowns rather than doctors, and it doesn't seem to be measuring up. And I do want to mention to everybody that the vitamin D that I recommended months ago and continue to recommend and take myself will help you in the flu virus. But what you were saying about Israel, about the Palestinian lands and the rest. You know, recently I read on a blog site that the Israelis are actually claiming it's okay for them to kill off the Palestinians because the Americans killed off the Indians. Now, this is their justification. They said, well, the Americans killed the Indians to have the land, so why can't we kill the Palestinians to have their land? I mean, what kind of rationalization is this? Genghis Khan murdered people in history, so we can do it. I mean, what kind of monsters and madmen are these people? But you know what? We are dealing with people who have no regard for the rest of us. That's an absolute fact. And they're psychotic in their fervor about hatred toward non-Zionist Jews. That's the way it is. And I'm wondering how long it's going to be before they make a mistake, as you said, Noel, because, you know, frankly, they keep making them, we keep reporting them, but what's happening is we're getting a bigger audience by the day. You know, the numbers on French Connection and on TIU Radio and TIU Forum have been growing exponentially, fantastically. Now, that's because more and more people are actually shaking themselves out of the fog and looking for real answers. You know, if we get more time to make this message stick into the mainstream, it's going to be they're going to be in big trouble. We need to keep people calm, I think, long enough. If people get violent, Noel, which is my last hope for us, that we do not get violent. Because if we do get violent, if America or Europe starts lashing out with violence, our message is going to get stopped immediately. We need calm. We need people starting to learn about all this information. And we need to keep pumping out the information into the mainstream so more people can be informed. What do you think?
Well, Darryl, if you remember from a few weeks ago, we had that Max Blumenthal Jewish guy that recorded some drunken American Jews in Tel Aviv Jerusalem,
yep.
And it went viral. Now, that video has been removed from all of the Vimeo, from YouTube, the Jews complaining about it. And I came across a blog from Max this morning saying, he's still in negotiations with YouTube to find out why, you know, there's a lot worse on YouTube, why they banned his video. And I came across a video from our buddy, a new video, Daryl. I'm sorry, I don't think I sent it to you, from our buddy there, Ry Dawson.
Yeah.
Now, Ry Dawson made a little 3-minute video. I presume it's fairly recent, Daryl, and congratulations to him on his new kid. He showed a picture of his Japanese wife and their new born child. But what he said was, some guy kept on coming on his YouTube channel and posting crap on it and, you know, terrible stuff. So he decided that he'd report the guy, because on YouTube you have a little button that says report. And what he found out to his shock, well, probably he was expecting it, is that when you now report a video or report a user on YouTube, you're brought to a special section that's run by our buddies over at the ADL. ADL, this is official. We mentioned it, Daryl, a few weeks ago. I mentioned it at least a couple of months ago. I knew it was coming. And what Ry Dawson said, and this is not me saying, it's not the author or Daryl saying it, it's Ry Dawson, and he said, all they want to know about is racism or anti-Semitism, something about the Jews. They don't care about the blacks or the pygmies or the gays. What they're interested in, they're now running the YouTube. So we have now the ADL officially taken over, official takeover of YouTube.
Yeah,
you know, it has been called YouTube, Daryl, over the years, and I have to admit that. And this is now official. So they now have control of the biggest video site. So, you know, and they're switch over to make more money, and apparently whatever they're going to do, the ADL will now hunt us down. So, you know, YouTube, I have a channel there. It's a growing little channel there. I posted a few last week. Radio Ogner is the username on YouTube. You know, they'll probably find reasons to put it down. But, you know, this is now official. ADL is running YouTube, anything got to do with complaining. So basically, they need one saying him to go and bitch about one video, Daryl, and that person has gone IP bans and you know, whatever, and videos will get lost.
Well, then the next question should be, because you know a lot about technology, what other sites could be used as a backup to this Jewish-run organization, YouTube, as an alternative? Do we have live LiveLeaks or any of these others? Are there any?
LiveLeaks, Vimeo, Daily Motions, used by a lot of the French people. But as these people get, you know, as these sites get bigger, they'll get bought out, Darryl. None of them are making any money. It costs a lot of money in bandwidth to share these videos and computers. So none of them are really making any money.
Yeah.
So you'd have to. I mean, you'd want to be insane to think that the TVs, the, you know, the Zionist Jews have been running TV for the last 50 years would take any chances on the internet, allowing people to, you know, publicly upload videos of whatever without them taking a, you know, a slice of the pie. And you know, they're coming in, they're controlling it. YouTube is gone. Officially gone. You go and report someone and verify what Roy Dawson said, that you end up on a page and it's down at the bottom is a big signature and it says the ADL with their logo on it. So they're running Vimeo. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them, Darryl. Best way is BitTorrent. I still think BitTorrent is they don't have control of that, although the Pirate Bay has gone. They sold out for $7 million, which is insane. 20 million users on a monthly basis, and yet this sold out their illegal pirating of files for $7 million, and their guys are in prison. I mean, 20 million unique visitors a month, Darryl, is worth a lot more than that, and they're going legit. So they're going to go after BitTorrent, but I mean, BitTorrent is not an illegal software. Our audio, Darryl, will end up on a BitTorrent, which we, you know, openly ask people to upload anywhere they can, and get people to download it. And kind of wake up to sites like IamTheWitness.com and go, you know, go look at some history. But you know, we're going to be, we'll have to be smart as we go along getting the message out, because they're going to come for us. You know, they watch the numbers as well. You know, whether Jones or after Jones, or he's working with them. You know, that's debatable. Same goes with Rents and a few of them. You know, the Jews are going to use, I mean, not with the Zionists, people that control the media, and the media is not just the television, Darryl, it's public impression. Public opinion is probably a department. We probably look at it as, you know, TV and radio. It's public opinion, which covers all the spectrums, including internet, are going to be infested by these people, which is going to be, you know, a pro-Jerusalem as the capital. That's an easy way to spot a Zionist. Ask them, where's the capital of Israel, and if you hear Jerusalem, and he said, and then you get a follow-up, well, I know it isn't officially, but that's where it should be, then you're talking probably to a Zionist.
Well, you know, the website, we're looking at total hits for a week, 1.3 million hits in a week, 1.4 million hits in a week. I mean, that's not visitor numbers. Of course, my visitor numbers are more in a monthly basis, are 125,000 to 140,000 uniques. And we know that's the smallest possible number of people listening into what we do. And you know that your forum has been growing with abandon even. I mean, it's fantastic, the numbers that we've been getting over the last few months here. So my point is that the message that we're putting out is quality. I'm not against you know, honest, hard-working, kind-hearted Jewish people. I think I would like to see a whole lot more of them get courageous and stand up against the people within other segments of their religious community. I'm a little surprised that we haven't been able to recruit more. And of course, as soon as I say that, I'm going to get 100 emails saying, yeah, that all of them are bad, and get rid of them all, and la la la. I mean, the hatred that comes spewing out when I say that not all Jews are involved, it's astonishing. But frankly, Noel, you know, we have seen in our own daily lives that there are people out there in the Jewish community that aren't bad.
Darryl, I know one Jewish guy, my neighbor. His mom was a Jew. He's a Jew. He's an American. The guy is absolutely no part of the criminal network. So I know one Jewish guy that I would protect if anyone ever came from. I would protect him. This guy is a good guy.
Yep.
Helped me out when I needed some help a long time ago. Never, not that they're all the stereo. I know one guy that I would vouch for. You know, one black guy, one Irish guy, one. You know, it doesn't. This one guy, he doesn't consider himself Jewish, although he is by from his mom's side. You know, his mom has dead a few years. There's no Jewishness around his house. You know, I don't see any.
Yeah, but even if there were, Noel, I mean, if he's not professing this Zionist bent, this supremacist bent.
he looks at rents every day, Darrell. He looks at, he's looking at rents and democracy now for the last couple of years. So he's awake. He knows what's going on. He's heard my radio shows.
Yep.
We often talk about, He knows what Zionism is. This guy's not a Zionist.
Yep.
He might be Jewish, but he's not a Zionist. So
yep.
It's not all Jews and not all, you know, you have all these idiot Christian Zionists, which is...
Well, don't you worry this, Noel. Don't you worry that if we were to say all of one group or all of these people are all... See, what we would end up is we would become as bad as the people we're trying to fight, you see. And that's not something... You know, I didn't get into this fight to become a racist or a homophobe or a Jew hater. That's not what I am, and it's not what I'm about. And anybody who thinks that way and wants to work with me, if you hate black people, if you hate any other racial group or societal group, if your hatred is there against another race or religion for purely for that reason, then you're in the wrong place for this information. I'm against criminals who are acting on behalf of Zionism, and I've been able to document the crimes of this group repeatedly. So I'm willing to stand on my research to say who's doing it. But I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater and start claiming everybody's bad. And, you know, of course, we've got a lot of hatred toward the African-American community. And we know here in Europe that Arabs and blacks are being targeted for hatred. France, if you ask most French people, their televisions have been pouring hate against Arabs for so long that there's a terrible racist problem here in France. It's awful. And I can tell you that the government policy toward Arabs in France has been unbelievable. They've been kept out of good jobs. They've been kept out of good schools. They've been kept out of good neighborhoods. They've been kept out of you can't even go to a nightclub here. The guy at the door will tell you you can't come in if you're an Arab for no other reason. Not whether you're a nice guy or a bad guy or a good guy. If you look Arab, you can't go into the nightclub. Patently racist. But see, the people that are feeling racial feelings are actually taking their cue from the hatred that's spewed in the media. And it's okay. It's okay to say Muhammad did this, or Muhammad's this or that, and he's going to ride a bomb into your house, or all this other nonsense. The fact of the matter is it's Zionist Jewish controlled media stirring up hatred against Islam, and I can't see a single instance where Islam here in France has done anything wrong. If you look behind it, this Al Qaeda stuff is clearly a CIA, Mossad, the DST, or any other one of alphabet soup agencies of the West. It's just horrendous, Noel, I gotta say.
Well, darling, you know, one thing that was passed there in France, not too long ago, but 4 or 5 weeks ago, there was this new law banning the hijab, the allowing the Muslims to wear the females to wear their headgear and going to school and go, you know, it's banned, and they gave security reasons and whatever. So there is definitely an assault on in France.
Yep.
You know,